Okay, I'm at Site Village in Birmingham 2012, and I'm speaking now to Phil Ward, who I think's got something quite exciting to talk to us about. So Phil, I'm going to let you take the floor straight away and tell us about your exciting new products that you're offering.
Hi, hello. Hi. It's a device called the TVI. And the reason we built this, and we built it for a reason, we didn't just think of something to put onto the public, but there's been a lot of people who use a magnifying glass, and they use up to about 5 or 6 times on the magnifier, and they're only seeing letters at a time. Yeah. So after they can't use a magnifying glass, the next big step is a close-circuit television magnifier, which is costing like £1,000 plus. We thought this isn't right, because people are being pushed into an area which they can't afford and they probably don't even have space for.
Yeah.
So what we've done, we've manufactured a little device that still gives you your reading, writing, and painting, if you want to do crosswords, write birthday cards, and it just plugs into a television.
Yeah.
It folds up, and it's quite small. It plugs into the SCART socket or the AV socket,
yeah.
And it's only £300.
Wow. So that's it in brief. Tell me a bit about where you're from, because things like spelling of and how people can contact you, because we haven't got that just yet, and people are going to be listening to this and are going to want to know. So just give us some background about your company and how we can find you and how we spell it, all that kind of thing.
Okay, the company is called Pamtrad. That's
PAMTRAD. Yeah.
You can Google us. We're the first company that comes up with
Pamtrad. You should be with a name like that, yeah.
And if you want to call us, it's 0115.
Yes.
That's Nottingham.
Yeah.
981-6636. So it's 981-6636.
Okay. And so you've got quite... Thank you for that. You've got quite a big footprint here. So what else are you actually doing? So, you know... Are you doing anything else?
Yeah, we do a lot of Braille equipment.
Yes.
So we've got the new Pronto 40, the Braille organizer,
right.
Made by Baum. Very, very popular unit for people who need Braille access. They also need to use maybe a QWERTY and a Braille keyboard, because the keyboard's interchangeable, and that comes as standard. That's a very nice product. But that's an organizer which gives you your diary functions, word processing, address book. It's internet, emails, everything. So it's the whole package in a little Braille display with a 40 cell.
And would that work with a lot of different things like iPhones and things like that?
Yes. That's interfaceable through the Bluetooth or a hard connection.
That's fantastic.
One of the other products that we've got that's causing a lot of interest is called iZoom.
Yeah.
Now, in the past, magnification programs for computers have had to be installed on the computer, or if a USB stick has been available, it still downloads a little activator onto the computer.
Yeah.
Well, iZoom, you just plug it, you walk up to a computer, you plug it in, and it works. It doesn't download anything at all onto the computer.
Yes.
And the only key operations you need to know is the control up arrow or the control down arrow. It makes it larger and smaller. That is it.
Yeah.
It is so
nice
clever.
And simple.
Yeah. It's that £300 as well, and all the updates are free. Unlike a lot of other programs that you probably have trouble with. I know one particular program that crashes the system quite a lot. This one, it doesn't. You plug it in, it works. When you finish with it, you just pull it out and go.
That's fantastic. And thank you for your enthusiasm. You're obviously very excited about what you do. And so I hope that people will get a sense of that excitement and all the stuff that you're up to. And thank you for doing what you do. And thank you for keeping the prices reasonable.
That's what we're trying to do, keep the price down. Go on the website, have a look. It's very user-friendly.
Thank you, Phil.
You're welcome.
That's lovely. Thank you. All right.